Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week predicting week 5 of the 2025 NFL season. So, starting off, we've got the Vikings at the Browns. And this is going to be an abroad game. I think the Vikings are going to win this. They do have quite a few injuries, including still J.J. McCarthy. But the Browns, despite winning against the Packers, are not a good team. So I still think the Vikings will pull this one out. 13-10, probably a bad game. I feel bad for the people in Europe. They get, you know, their one taste of proper football, and it's going to be this game. Then we have the Broncos at the Eagles. The Broncos have been pretty good this year, but still think the Eagles are going to win. They've had really tough wins, but still wins. They're 4-0 and will likely defeat the Broncos 24-13. And then the Cowboys, who tied the Packers 40-40. And so we already have a tie this season. That's pretty cool, but they still have a losing record against the Jets, who suck. So the Cowboys, I think, will be winning this. The Jets managed to lose to the Dolphins and give them their first win. They're a terrible football team. Cowboys all the way, 31-14. Then we have the Dolphins at the Panthers. Both bad teams. I still think the Dolphins are going to improve to 2-3. Probably a bad game. Don't think it's going to be really high scoring. I think like 16-9 for the Dolphins. And then the Texans at the Ravens. Now the Ravens have a long, long list of injuries, including Lamar Jackson, which means Cooper Rush is starting. Also, Kyle Hamilton is still questionable. Njidobe Awuzie is out. Marlon Humphrey is out. So, two cornerbacks are out. Odafe Owa is questionable, too. Patrick Ricard and Roquan Smith are also out. And Ronnie Stanley is questionable. So, they're hit hard by injuries. The Texans have some injuries, not nearly as severe as the Ravens. Danico Autry, Trent Brown, and Jalen Reed all out. Still, I actually don't know that if the Ravens were at full strength, I think they'd win. Now, it'll be really close, I think. 28-24. I think it could go either way, but given how poorly the Ravens performed against the Chiefs and Lamar Jackson's injury, I think the Texans are going to win. Actually, I'm going to drop that down to 24-17. And now the Raiders at the Colts. Colts lost their first game to the Rams because Mitchell is a disaster, dropped the ball at the one, and had a holding penalty on a Jonathan Taylor touchdown. Thanks. And the Raiders lost to the Bears. Close game, nail-biter game, but still, they should be winning those. Colts still think they are a better team, and I think they'll win 27-17. Giants at the Saints. Now, this is really interesting. The Jackson Dart era has started, and even though he didn't have a statistically crazy game, he protected the ball and showed some good flashes, including a 15-yard rushing touchdown. And I think he'll lead the Giants to a win over the Saints. Saints, one of the worst teams in the league, at 0-4. So I think the Giants are going to win 24-9. Then we have the Buccaneers at the Seahawks. Buccaneers, I think, are going to be back in their creamsicle. Very excited, very nice jerseys. Against the Seahawks, which I think are a bit overrated right now. The Buccaneers, I think, will defeat the Seahawks. And I don't think it'll be particularly close. I think the Seahawks are, again, a bit overhyped. 31-21. Titans at Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals, I don't think, are that great of a team, but the Titans are a terrible team. Also, 0-4. Just gave the Texans their first win. Cardinals definitely taking it. 27-10. Lions at Bengals. For the Bengals, Joe Burrow still hurt with turf toe. Again, turf toe is a really serious injury with a very funny sounding name. The name does not show how terrible it is. It's tearing the ligaments under the big toe. Could affect someone's ability to walk or play football. Like, even to walk for life. It's a really serious injury with a stupid sounding name. But Joe Burrow's got it. So, I think the Lions are going to win. Again, just a really fantastic team, the Lions. I don't see them going to their first Super Bowl this year. I think they could make the NFC Championship if they keep this up. So Lions all the way, 41-17. Huge blowout, I'm predicting, for the Lions. Commanders getting Jaden Daniels back, which is great for my fantasy team. But they're going against the Chargers. Dropped their first game against Jackson Dart. And the Giants, is a pretty bad game that they'll be looking to recover from. I think they can do it against the Commanders. Commanders 2-2. And, of course, Jaden Daniels' injury having a huge impact on that. Still, even with him back, I think the Chargers are going to win this 27-24. I think it's going to be a close game with some good offense, though. And then we have Sunday Night Football. The Patriots against the Bills. I think the Patriots could be good this season. I think they can make it to a wild card slot, but they're definitely not winning the division against Buffalo. Buffalo at 4-0 will probably crush them. 38-16. And then Chiefs at Jaguars. Now, I think there's a chance the Jaguars win, but it's not so close. Jaguars had a good win against the 49ers. The Chiefs, you know, they look back defeating the Ravens, and I think if they can carry that forward, they will beat the Jaguars. But the Jaguars do have a chance to win. I don't think it's as clear cut. So I think 31-24 for the Chiefs. But seriously, could go either way. Now, this being week 5, that means byes have officially started. So the Atlanta Falcons, Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, and Pittsburgh Steelers are all on bye. And then next week, there will be only 2 teams on bye, those being the Houston Texans and the Minnesota Vikings. And that does it for week 5. I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.